WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, welcome back to StoicCom. I'm your host, Avery Hart, and let me tell you, we're diving into something super important today. Building resilience in these, shall we say, interesting times. Ever feel like life is throwing curveballs faster than a baseball pitcher on amphetamines? You know that feeling when everything seems to be going wrong at once? Well, buckle up, because we're going to talk about how to not only survive those crazy storms, but actually thrive through them. Because, let's face it, resilience isn't just about bouncing back, it's about growing stronger from every challenge we face. Think of it like this. Life is a giant obstacle course, and the more resilient you are, the better equipped you are to conquer those obstacles and come out on top. And trust me, nobody wants to be the person tripping over inflatable hurdles, right? So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that will help you build your inner fortress of resilience. First things first. Cultivate a growth mindset. Forget that fixed mindset garbage, the belief that your abilities are set in stone. Instead, embrace the idea that you can learn, grow, and adapt. Think of it like this. Every obstacle is an opportunity to level up. Every setback is a chance to learn something new about yourself. Ever heard the saying, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger? Well, it's actually true. The challenges we face help us build resilience, just like lifting weights builds muscle. Second, practice self-awareness. This means tuning into your emotions, thoughts, and physical sensations. You got to know what's going on inside before you can effectively manage it. It's like being the captain of your own ship. You need to be aware of the weather conditions, the currents, and your own navigational skills to steer through any storm. Third, build strong connections. Humans are social creatures, and we need each other to thrive. Nurturing meaningful relationships with friends, family, or even a supportive community can provide invaluable support during tough times. Think of it like having your own personal cheer squad. They'll lift you up when you're down and remind you of your strengths. Fourth, focus on what you can control. This one's crucial. We often get bogged down by things we can't change. But instead of dwelling on the uncontrollable, focus your energy on what you can influence, your actions, your attitude, your choices. Remember, you have the power to choose how you respond to any situation. And lastly, celebrate small victories. Resilience isn't about being superhuman and conquering every challenge effortlessly. It's about celebrating the little wins along the way, getting out of bed on a tough day, finishing that project you've been procrastinating on, or simply taking a deep breath and finding moments of peace amidst the chaos. Let me tell you a story about this. I was working on a big project deadline a few months back, and it felt like the whole world was conspiring against me. My computer crashed, I lost internet connection, even my coffee machine decided to stage a rebellion. But instead of spiraling into panic mode, I took a deep breath, okay, maybe a few, reminded myself that I could control my reactions, and focused on tackling one small task at a time. I even celebrated finishing a chapter by treating myself to a delicious slice of chocolate cake, because sometimes, you just gotta reward yourself for making it through the storm. So, remember, building resilience isn't a destination, it's a journey. It's about embracing challenges as opportunities for growth, practicing self-awareness, connecting with others, focusing on what you can control, and celebrating every step forward. You got this. And trust me, by incorporating these tips into your daily life, you'll not only survive those tough times, but come out stronger, wiser, and more capable than ever before. Now go out there and make me proud. Share this episode with someone who needs a little resilience boost, leave a review if you found it helpful, and join the conversation on social media. Let's keep the StoicCom vibes flowing. Until next time, stay strong, stay grounded, and remember you are capable of amazing things.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.